Your kids are not safe on the internet. We're proving it this morning to you. Going online into different chat rooms and posing as a 14-year-old girl and talking to these guys who are grown men who are saying things like this to a 14-year-old girl, Spike?
Oh, they're saying all kinds of things. I'm trying to find some things I can read on the air.
This stuff is very, it's like perverse, the stuff that they say to a 14-year-old.
He said, "Do you have a picture?" I said, "No picture. I prefer just talking to people in the flesh." Yeah, I prefer flesh too. I love flesh. Here's a guy saying he'll come visit me.
Okay, who is this that we're dialing up right now? This is a
guy named Dan. His screen name is Guitar Guy, but he is actually named Dan. He told me that in our chats for a while, and he gave me the phone number because I told him, "Hey, I got to go. Too many people are private messaging me." He said, "Well, call me," and he gave me the phone number.
All right, 14-year-old alleged 14-year-old Sarah is going to call him up right now. Channel 955. Parents, if you turn away from this radio right now, you realize that you're not going to figure out how to stop this from happening because we're going to talk to the experts in just a second. Let me be quiet here.
Hello?
Hi, is Dan there?
Yeah, this is Dan. Is this Sarah?
Yeah, hi.
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 Thanks for calling. So you have to go to school soon?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like older guys, huh?
Kind of. I don't know. I just had to dump the last guy, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
The 21-year-old?
Yeah. I don't know. He was kind of like boring and stuff, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. Yeah, where are you right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now I'm in Atlanta, but I'm usually, I live in Pennsylvania.
How come you're not home?
Because I'm traveling on business.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what, are you dating anybody?
Nope. I mean, I date a little bit, but I don't have, like, a girlfriend or anything.
Yeah.
So are you looking for a boyfriend? Are you looking for a lover? Are you looking to play? All of the above?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you... You said you like girls with glasses. That's cool.
Yeah. I think they can look cute.
Most boys at school don't think it's cool.
Yeah?
No.
Most boys at school are looking at the wrong thing. Right?
Yeah. I mean, they kind of think I'm sort of a nerd, so.
Yeah. So, I'm 44. Did you get that? I'm a lot older than you.
That's a lot, yeah. I mean, I'm just, you know, starting high school, like, that's kind of young, but...
Yeah. That's pretty young. I didn't know if that was something that was interesting to you or something that was, like, I'm probably like your dad's age, huh?
Do you normally, I mean, because, like, I don't know, like, is this kind of like have you dated girls like me before?
Never. I've never dated someone that young.
Because you seem cool, but I don't know. I feel kind of stupid.
Don't. It's okay. We're just talking, right?
Yeah.
It's okay to talk, right?
Yeah.
But don't. I mean, I like younger, and so I don't know what I want exactly.
Do you like to hang out, or?
Sure. Like lots of things.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, movies, or, like, what do you do? Like,
I like movies, I like going to clubs, I like listening to music. I like going to hear bands and concerts.
Yeah.
I like roller coasters and amusement parks. I play guitar.
Does your business ever take you to Michigan?
Sometimes. Yeah. And Michigan's actually not that far for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, I know it's expensive, but, like, could you visit me and we could hang out, or?
Possibly, sure. I mean, it'd be kind of, like, weird, like, if you're with, you said you're with your grandparents on the weekend?
Yeah.
Where do they live?
We live not too far from Detroit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I used to live in Detroit.
Really?
In Birmingham.
Oh my God. I go to Seaholm.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So where do you live?
I live in Birmingham, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because, cool. I mean, Seaholm's like it's a Birmingham school, so.
Uh-huh.
Do you still have people you visit here? Like, do you family or stuff?
No family there. I moved there for work.
Mm.
I was there for like 2.5 years.
So that's cool. And you said we could hang out
Sure.
Are you a sick person that normally meets people on the internet all the time?
I've never met anyone.
We had quite a good chat with you this morning.
You realize that you are supposedly talking, you're a 40-year-old person talking to a 14-year-old?
Yes.
And you realize that meeting a 14-year-old and doing what you want to do with a 14-year-old is illegal?
I realize it's illegal, and I've never done it, and I never would do it.
So then why are you talking to him? Why are you giving your number out?
I like to talk.
I'm saying you could possibly meet, get together.
I've never done it and never would do it.
Do you realize you're put on the spot right now?
I realize that.
And you've been part of an internet sting?
Okay.
And you're asking a 14-year-old in the chat room if you're sexually experienced? And stuff even more than that I can't even say.
Can I ask you a question? Have I broken the law?
Not yet you have, and it's the potential of what we're afraid of, what you're willing to do.
I understand that. I understand that completely. And I haven't broken the law, and I'm not going to break the law.
So why would you want a 14-year-old to call you up on your private number?
I like to talk. It's just interesting to talk.
You like to talk sexual with 14-year-old, with minors?
Not
that,
really.
That turns you on? Does your family know that you do this?
Well, I haven't broken the law, and I don't intend to, and so I understand your point.
Are you proud of yourself that you're a sick person that's talking to a 14-year-old girl and asking her about her sex experiences and wanting to meet her?
No, I'm not.
Have you done this before?
Have I met anyone, or have I talked to anyone on the
phone?
Have
you met anybody?
I've never met anybody.
Have you talked with people?
I've talked on the phone, that's it.
How young?
Like 14, 16, 18.
I gotta wonder what he would do if we were in Atlanta and had the chance to meet.
I've never met and never would.
So somehow I don't trust you.
I understand you don't trust me. I understand that completely.
You realize we're gonna pass this number along and you're gonna be contacted by the authorities. Did he hang up?
Yeah, I think so.
What a sick, sick person. Jenna, hi, good morning.
What a sick man. So sick.
And I hate to tell you, there's more people like him.
It really makes you think, what if we were in Atlanta? What would he have done?
He was actually a mild version of what some of the other people
were. Very mild, I would
say. Yeah.
And he wasn't opening up like he was in the chat.
What a sick guy. I have to say is these parents better really wake up. That was a real awakening for me today.
I was actually surprised that he stayed on the line as long as he did with us after he found out that...
I know,
that he wanted to talk to.
As soon as he heard a man's voice, I thought he'd hang up.
Hey, Patty, hi.
Hi.
Your phone's kind of getting all kind of choppy and stuff.
I'm sorry about that, but, you know, I think that you guys should contact a radio station in Atlanta
and have some dads of some 14-year-old girls go over and take care of this guy.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah.